Let's hear now from a couple of students at the University of Washington who've come up with an invention they call Sign Aloud. It's a pair of gloves that connect to a computer and translate American Sign Language into spoken words. That would help deaf and hearing people communicate with each other. Thomas Pryor and Naveed Azodi say their device cost about $100 to make, but it earned them the $10,000 Lemelson MIT Award for Innovation. They will use the money to perfect their idea, which they allow is a little rough around the edges.
It'll take me a bit to get this set up.
It'll get a little bit loud.
So
right now I'm turning on the computer.
And we are taking our wonderful device out of our cardboard box that we have so meticulously placed it in.
While you're doing that, what do the gloves look like?
Homemade, do-it-your-own gloves. I guess you can call
DIY gloves.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty accurate way to describe it. We'll say that our stitching is not that great.
I learned how to sew making the gloves.
I feel like our moms would be proud of us, but we definitely didn't go for design in this version.
Where are you at now? Have you got the computer going?
Oh yeah, we're just turning on the gloves right now, and you have to calibrate it to the user's hands.
Gloves connected.
All right, gloves connected.
Hello. We hope Sign Aloud builds bridges to communication.
That is really interesting. How does that happen?
There are sensors on the hands and wrists that measure hand position and hand movement. So then there's a little circuit board on the wrist as well that aggregates all of this data. And then it sends this to the computer, so the computer will output the corresponding word or phrase in text and speech.
Okay, it sounds pretty simple, but deaf people will say this, that sign language is not just about hand movements. It's also about facial expressions, which play a key role in communicating effectively in sign language. So how did you get around that?
Yeah, that goes to speaks to the complexities and nuances of American Sign Language. And by no means have we completely, tackled that, but we are moving in that direction.
Mm-hmm. What kind of feedback have you gotten from those who might be using this?
In the last few weeks, we have had an outpouring of positive and, I guess, critical responses from those in the deaf community and those who utilize ASL. A lot of the feedback that we've been receiving kind of goes down to this idea that we are not understanding the culture, because there's a whole deaf culture that around this, and by no means did we and are we trying to interfere or impose something in that culture or community. There are certain barriers that we want to break down, but in certain bridges that we want to build. And so I think that's where a device like this can really be helpful.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. It was our pleasure.
Of course. Thank you so much.
That was Naveed Azodi and Thomas Pryor, who have developed Sign Aloud gloves.